And that's how I kind of am able to read people, is how they deal. How do they deal when they're under stress? How do they deal when they're winning? How do they deal when everything's going good? Are they the same person when they're losing than when they're winning? How do they deal when somebody's outsmart? So I've kind of always been really curious to see how people are and how do they react, you know? How are you going to react when somebody's beating you? How are you going to react when somebody's, when you're winning, when you're stronger? Or how are you going to react when somebody's weaker and you're just trying to help? So I think it's a kind of a great experience.
Jiu-Jitsu reveals character.
Oh, I know more about my students than they know about themselves. You know, I'll tell them exactly where they, you know, I know everything about them because I've trained with them, and I know what they feel, how they feel when they're feeling great, how they feel when they're feeling weak, when they're winning. You know, I know how to feel if you're a coward, or if you have heart, if you have patience, if you, you know, have dignity. All these things are things that I can feel when I train with you. Just give me 5-10 minutes to train with you, and I'll know more about you than probably you yourself, unless you're a very experienced person with yourself. So, and that's what I kind of judge my whole basis on, is how I feel, how I judge somebody on how they train. I don't judge somebody on how they talk to me. You know, sometimes I'll get people who they're super nice and they're super, and super respectful in person, and they're just the perfect person, right? And then when they train, there's this malice from them. And I don't, it's weird, you know, you're like, whoa, that malice is for real.
Malice towards other
towards other people partners. Or just not how they were when they were normal. Mm-hmm. You know, so when they're able to act, they're able to put this show on for whoever. But when they're training, there's no way you can hide your personality. So And it goes the other way too. It goes other people. Sometimes people are very cold and rude, and that's not necessarily them. They just don't feel necessarily. When they train, they're respectful, and they're you know, they're trying to get better. So there's a lot of different ways that you can kind of feel people out, and I just kind of do my judgment on their training. I don't really care what people, of course I care, but I don't judge too much on what you say and how you are. Of course I feel it, but when I train with you, I'll make my final decision.
And on that note, that's a beautiful way to describe it. I love that. I love that statement. When I train with you, I'll make my final decision. That's so true, man. That's so true. You learn so much about someone when they train. Now,